Good day, and welcome to the Q2 2017 financial results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Kristin Heinrich. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Welcome to our conference call for the second quarter results 2017. Peter Molin, CFO of KUKA AG, will present you the financial results and afterwards answer your questions. Peter Molin?
Yeah. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I warmly welcome you to this presentation of the financial results of KUKA AG for the second quarter. KUKA continues to grow. Due to the positive development in the first half year, about which I shall be going into greater detail presently, we shall be increasing our guidance for sales revenues to around 3.3 billion euro for the full year. In the second quarter of 2017, we recorded orders received totaling just over 1 billion euro, the highest quarterly value in KUKA's corporate history. Compared to the prior year quarter, this corresponds to an increase of 12.8%. All divisions contributed to this outstanding result. Robotics and Swisslog even posted double-digit growth rates. At Robotics, the general industry business is growing, and Swisslog managed to position itself with major orders in the important growth sector of warehouse distribution. The global demand for our products and solutions is high, and KUKA is still on course for further growth. Sales revenues were up year-on-year from 704 million euro in quarter two last year to a record value of just over 1 billion euro. This is an increase of 43%. Sales revenues now also reflect the high levels of orders received in the preceding quarters. The operating EBIT margin before purchase price allocation for Swisslog and before growth investment was 5.4% in the past quarter. The comparable operating value for the prior year quarter was 5.5%. Earnings after taxes rose to 33.6 million euro in the second quarter of 2017, after reaching 9.5 million euro in the prior year quarter. In 2017, the course is being set for further growth. In order to be able to continue growing in the future, we need to invest into our technologies and in our employees. This year, we are thus focusing more closely on the development of innovative solutions in the fields of Industry 4.0, software, and mobile robotics. In the second quarter of 2017, all three divisions won major contracts in strategically important areas. Systems, for example, received a major order from a Chinese automotive manufacturer for the construction of a new production line in the low double-digit million EUR range. Industries won a large-scale order from a leading European car manufacturer for battery production system in the mid double-digit million EUR range. Robotics managed to beat off the competition for a major order from one of the big players in the electronics industries in China. The 3C market is one of the most important markets of the future for KUKA. If we say 3C, we mean the manufacturing of computers, communication devices, and consumer goods. We expect that processes there will be further automated. Swisslog won a major order worth around 100 million euro from dm Drogeriemarkt. Swisslog will be setting up an innovative logistics center in Brandenburg, This will be the third logistics center it has implemented for the drugstore group. We are investing in technology and thus continuing the ongoing development of our products and solutions. KUKA robots are sensitive and mobile. In the future, they will also be aware of their surroundings. This is opening up entirely new areas of application that we are researching together with our customers. In the future, such robot systems will be able, for example, to recharge electric cars. That, at any rate, is one of the topics covered by a cooperation agreement that KUKA has entered into with Volkswagen Corporate Research in order to intensify strategic collaboration in the field of service concepts for the vehicles of the future. This cooperation agreement provides for joint development of robot-based innovation concepts relating to electrically powered and self-driving cars. The cooperation ties in with an existing joint research project dealing with human-robot collaboration. The eSmart Connect project consists of a practical and user-friendly solution for charging the high-voltage batteries of electric vehicles. A KUKA robot independently connects the vehicle to a charging station, thereby relieving the driver of this activity. We see great potential in this project, which is clearly taking us into the world of so-called consumer robotics. It is early days yet, but we are working intensively on ideas and concepts in this area. We are convinced that robots, just like smartphones, will play an even greater role in our lives. In order to be globally successful, however, we are not only investing in technologies. Most important of all are the people who create the innovations. For this reason, in the coming years, KUKA will be spending more than 100 million euro for the expansion and modernization of its Augsburg site. KUKA is firmly rooted at this location, which is an important base for our worldwide success. The site concept envisages the creation of a KUKA campus. It comprises of a new training center and an office tower, a new parking garage, and, very important, a new two-level production hall. The new buildings are to be completed successively, providing space for around 1,600 workstations by the year 2025. Our objective is to create space for new employees, but also to compensate for a current lack of space. Around the KUKA campus, we will be offering space for startup companies, as innovation also requires stimulus from outside. Sales revenues were up year on year from 704 million euro in Q2 of last year to a record value of just over 1 billion euro. This is an increase of 43%. In the first half of 2017, sales revenues totaled 1,798.5 million euro, compared with 1,333 million in the same period of last year. That's an increase of 35%, and all organic growth. This considerable growth is mainly attributable to the high level of orders received in the preceding quarters. The gross margin in the second quarter of 2017 was 20.8% and thus down on the previous year's figure of 26.3%. This was primarily due to the increased cost of sales resulting from project business delays at systems. Investments rose slightly in the past quarter, totaling 25.6 million, after 22 million in the same quarter of the previous year. Investment was mainly in various technical plant and equipment, as well as intangible assets. Overall, the investment ratio in Q2 corresponded to 2.5% of revenues and was thus below our long-term guidance target of 3 to 4%. The workforce rose by 8.5% from 12,657 to 13,755 employees. Over half of the new employees were taken on by robotics in the production area. The strong growth due to high demand is the reason why we are further expanding capacities here. Systems increased its workforce primarily in the area of body and white production. At Swisslog, the emphasis was on the warehouse distribution segment, which addresses a large growth market. Cash flow from current business operations declined from -24.2 million in quarter two last year to -50.2 million in the second quarter. This drop is attributable particularly to the increase in trade working capital. One effect of the considerably higher level of orders received is that the procurement costs associated with construction contracts are increasing. The main reason for this development is the considerable growth in business volume at systems, and here especially in the US. In the course of the project, this effect will be more than compensated for by milestone payments from customers. In this respect, the increase in working capital represents the pre-financing of our growth and is thus to be regarded as positive. Due to the development of the cash flow from current business operations, the free cash flow in the past quarter, as already in the prior year quarter, was also negative at -84 million euros. Let's now look at the development of the divisions in Q2. First, robotics. Robotics achieved orders received totaling 350 million euro and thus 39% higher than the comparable figure from previous year. The high level of orders is primarily attributable to the positive development in China and in North America. It is particularly pleasing that all three segments within our business unit of robotics have contributed positively to this result. Orders received from general industry in the past quarter were up 66% to 172 million euro, consisting 49% of total orders received at robotics. In the automotive segment, orders received were up 25% to 122 million. The share in the overall orders received at robotics was 35%. The service segment achieved an overall volume of 56 million and thus an increase of 11% on the prior year quarter. The share in the overall order volume of robotics was 16%. Sales revenues at robotics also improved substantially with a plus of 41% from 248 million to 350 million in the second quarter. Profitability at robotics developed positively. The EBIT margin increased from 10.3% last year to 10.8% in the second quarter. Systems. Systems recorded orders received of 439 million in the second quarter of 2017, falling just short of the figure of 440 million from Q2 last year. In the second quarter, the North America region in particular recorded a high level of orders received. Sales revenues at Systems grew in Q2 to 481 million after 314 million euro in the prior year quarter. The EBIT margin decreased from 6.3% last year to 4.7% in the last quarter, This was caused mainly by delays and additional costs that have been encountered in two projects in Europe due to capacity bottlenecks. Swisslog. In the past quarter, Swisslog posted orders received totaling €235 million, corresponding to a gain of 12%. The logistics segment made a particularly significant contribution to this positive development, together with the sound performance in the North America region. Revenue development showed an increase of 30%. In quarter two, sales revenues of €193 million were achieved after €148 million in the same quarter of the previous year. The EBIT margin before purchase price allocation for Swisslog was 1.7% compared with 2.1% in Q2 last year. Due to seasonal factors, completion of customers' projects is concentrated more on the second half year. So we are expecting an improvement of the EBIT margin towards the end of the year. For the full year 2017, we have high visibility due to the large order backlog of approximately €2.24 billion and the continued high demand from our customers. We're expecting stable revenue development in the second half of the year compared with the previous year. Our levels of orders received are high and indicate a positive overall development that promises further growth. From a regional perspective, we are expecting stable development in Europe. For the regions of North America and Asia, particularly China, we are forecasting growth. We are increasing our guidance target to around €3.3 billion, adjusted to allow for the contribution of revenues of the divested U.S. aerospace business in the previous year. This corresponds to growth of around 16%. Also, in absolute terms, our EBIT will grow double digit compared to prior year. Now, looking at the EBIT margin, then for robotics, for the year as a whole, the EBIT margin should be at least 10.5% and thus higher than that for the previous year. Robotics will benefit here primarily from the larger number of robots sold and a higher share of general industry business in the second half of the year. Systems, we are expecting here an EBIT margin below the previous year due to the aforementioned capacity bottlenecks in project business. For Swisslog, we are planning with an improvement of the EBIT margin in the second half of the year and anticipating a level of around 3% before effects from the PPA. In particular, the warehouse logistics segment will contribute to this. For 2017, we are forecasting total sales revenues for the group of around €3.3 billion. The EBIT margin should be over 5.5% before purchase price allocation and the planned growth investments. Thank you very much for your attention.